James Reed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get ready to rock and roll. Wanda just turned up the volume, and here we almost blew our heads off. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk with Jay Ward, my friend from Bills and Sundberg. He runs their cybersecurity department. We're going to talk about how to protect yourself from the people out there. And then the second half of the show, we're going to talk about my good friend Vince, who's probably listening in his car right now as he's heading on over. I'm wondering what car Vince is driving, because Vince switches cars. He's the man at Flex Wheels. We're going to talk about Flex Wheels. I'm going to start as a client of Flex Wheels. I'm going to tell you about my experience. It's going to be an awesome thing to follow. We're going to have a great thing. But before we get started, I want to thank my friends from the ICSC. I want to thank Blair Hyatt. I want to thank Russ Bornstein. They came and took me out to lunch yesterday. And they surprised me. They gave me a whole bunch of checks that they had collected for Vivian, to support Vivian and help Vivian. So I want to thank my friends at the ICSC, all the people out there that help Vivian, who's staying strong all the time. Wanda, take it! Oh, yes, the Jacksons. I love that cartoon. They were a band, too, right?
That was an awesome cartoon.
I loved it, and that was great stuff. And they would do it, and they would do their thing, and it was
and
great.
And the Osmonds.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too, but I really liked the Jacksons. That was my thing. Hey, you know what else I like? Actually, I love my friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Now they're up in Gainesville with Audi. You know I love Hogtown. And they've also got a great store in Key West that's got all kinds of nameplates. And what do they all have in common? Well, they all have the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn it up, Wanda!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Freed, and I'm here to protect and help you when you're facing that special situation. Do you need cash now? Maybe you're impacted by the hurricane. You've got cash in your real estate. I can help you get that cash out. That's right. The magic words, cash out. Call me. If you call me today, one person makes the decision. We make that decision today. We give you the commitment today. We'll close within a week. Sound good? Well, then the number you need is 305-773-6300. And for the Jets fans out there, I'll go slow. 305-773-6300. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some clients that are from overseas and you go, my gosh, they can't get financed. They're not U.S. citizens. Well, you know who can help? I can help, because I want to help you. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Your clients from Russia, Latin America, Europe, Asia, doesn't matter. I can help. Give me a call at 305 573. Oh, that's my home phone. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my friend Jay Ward. Jay is a litigator. Are you a litigator? Would you call yourself that?
Yeah, most of my practice is litigation.
You're a protection guy, cybersecurity. We're here to talk about cybersecurity and breaches. Didn't I just make a breach just then?
You did. You were, you know, in the middle of giving out a telephone number in that ad, you started giving out your own cell phone number. And that's a pretty good example of an inadvertent data breach. And
Now let's talk about that, because, you know, this is in the news. You've got North Korea trying to shut down the electric grid by spearfishing. What's that?
So spearfishing is it's a way that hackers or, you know, people trying to gain access to information can directly target individuals. There's a lot of phishing metaphors. There's regular phishing, there's spear phishing, there's whaling if you're going after a high-level target. So spear phishing is designing a very targeted fake email at you. So I would say, you know, maybe take the phone number that you inadvertently just said on the air, and I would, you know, make myself look like somebody who's been on this program before. And I'd, you know, make sure the grammar looked good, so it was obviously a fake, and I'd send you an email and just establish a connection. And that's how you get caught.
You know, this probably happens to a lot of people. You know how I know? It happened to me. I got something from, I thought it was my bank, but it wasn't. Then I called my bank because I noticed a little bit of activity and I had to change everything. This happens all the time to people just regularly. You got 1,000 emails a day, you're clicking through.
Yeah, and that's what they're relying on. I mean, hackers and criminals are expecting you to just be inundated with emails. And so if they can have even the slightest bit of, you know, a hook, you know, they, you have an open Facebook page, that's a way. They can follow something that you like and pretend to be a company that you visited. Like, oh, you reviewed us on Yelp. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. And they establish a relationship. That's how they get in. It's all about exploiting your expectation that other people are honest.
Oh, like that fake emailer, the famous fake emailer that's been emailing everybody. I love that person. I can't wait for them to reveal who that is.
Yeah, I mean, they've gotten a lot more sophisticated than in the old days when it was, you know, hello, I am a prince. Give me for $25,000, I'll give you $25 million.
But yeah, right.
The premise is still the same.
Yeah, I need money to get my money. That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Now, what prompted you to get into this field?
You know, I saw a lot of clients who were dealing with not having good control over the information that they had. And I always say that your information is your brand. I mean, your company is made up of the information that you have. You as a person, your brand is what you know.
100%.
So if you don't take care of that, you're going to find yourself facing somebody like me in litigation. And that's, you know, my goal is for this to be sort of a value add for clients, to advise them to how to protect their information. And then, you know, indirectly to help their customers and their clients, the people that they work with.
Well, I also am a client of Equifax. How about that?
Yeah, no, IRS.
That was the safest thing in the world. Sure,
the IRS did too. I mean, they gave them a contract even after the breach was announced. Yeah, I mean, you would imagine that the people who are supposed to be safeguarding the most important information to us are taking the steps necessary to do it. But then again, the NSA gets hacked and people steal information from them as well. So
the way I look at it is that there's, and I'm not really that sophisticated and knowledgeable, but my perception is that all cybersecurity is a bunch of doors. And you can make a bigger door, a stronger door, but it's a door. And eventually somebody can get in or get around that door. Is that kind of true?
I think so. And, you know, if you're facing down a dedicated team of cyber criminals who have resources, especially if they're backed by a government, there's very little that you can do. I mean, there's no way to avoid that. But most of us, you know, I'm not right now being hacked by the Russian government, as far as I know. I don't, you know, maybe I am.
Well, now that you've been on the show and I have an open Facebook page.
Yeah, it's over now, basically.
Exactly. Call your wife, tell her to lock the doors and that you're moving next week.
Yeah, there are some odd MX charges from Moscow that I just saw, but I'll look into it later.
Okay,
good. What it is about is not being the low-hanging fruit. Because, yeah, we can't really safeguard against, you know, state-funded cyber criminals or cyber terrorism. But for the average person, the average, you know, attack that they're facing is from someone who's much less sophisticated and has less resources. And if your password to your computer is password, which is still the single most common password in the United States.
No way!
It's yours, isn't it?
No way. I'll show you mine. Hold on. Keep talking.
Just type it in and put it out there on the on Facebook. But you know, this is what you can do. You find ways to not be the low-hanging fruit. You find ways to, you know, make yourself a little bit more difficult to have your information accessed, and that protects you. And you know, one of the things that companies who have been sued or companies who've, you know, faced down a breach and then get an action filed by the FTC have to deal with is, what were they doing? Were they taking steps? And did they have their password written down in an envelope?
Dude, wait till I blow your mind with this. Here's the unique password for virtually everything I have. Yep. They can have one of these accounts, but they'll never get another.
Well, you know, that's actually a great strategy. You know, we may laugh about having it written down on the back of an envelope, but actually it's safer to have it written down in an envelope than it is to have it written down in your email.
Actually, I'll say this off air. I went to I'll just talk about it later, and then you can tell me whether it's something I should say. I mean, because I got another cute trick that I have up my sleeve about all this. So let's make believe that I'm one of your real estate clients, mm-hmm. which I sort of am.
Right.
And what kind of information do I have to protect?
That's another great question. I think people assume that they don't have a lot of information. Like, what would I have? I don't have
anything.
Nobody
wants anything I have. Ha ha ha.
Well, so you get email addresses, names, addresses. In the real estate industry, you get, you know, if you're running checks on for mortgages or for acquisition of property, you get all kinds of confidential financial information.
I have to sign documents about the confidentiality.
Yep.
And then it goes right on my computer.
Yeah. It's all of that information. Real estate companies, especially, you know, that have a lot of turnover, they have an enormous amount of data. And a lot of it is extremely sensitive personal information. And if you're not taking care of it, if you're not protecting it in the way that you need to, you're going to be facing liability.
Wow, you just described every real estate brokerage company in the universe.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think the biggest problem in this space is people don't know what they don't know. They don't know what regulations apply. They don't know what they can be doing. You know, most American companies probably don't know that next year, the European Union's GDPR, their General Data Protection Reg, is going to come into effect. And under the rules, if you're an American company, no operations in Europe, but you have data on European Union citizens, you have to comply in most instances with the EU's regulations. Most people don't know this because, you know, they're not, like me, following what's going on in Brussels.
So who is the person that would, who is that? Well, that's a real estate company. They have buyers from Europe. Yeah. They have their information. So you're talking about every single condo developer, every single rental company, every single real estate company. You're talking about me.
I could be talking about you. Now, you know, Jim, you're never going to get a lawyer to say every. We always have to hedge. And there's exceptions, of course. But yeah, there are wide-ranging requirements for you know, think about the hospitality industry. Right? And in Miami, think about the size of that industry. But it isn't that. I mean, if you're just doing business and you're storing information, or if you process it.
Cruise ships.
Exactly. So people don't realize just how much sensitive information they possess. And that's something that we really try to do is educate clients to be aware of the issues and understand what's out there.
Well, listen, Jay, can you stay for another segment? Because this is really interesting, and I still don't think I've found out everything that I have to lose here. And I kind of want to play client. And so we'll be after this. I'm going to get a free consultation from Jay. You're going to listen in, and we're going to go from there.
It'll be a modest fee.
That's okay. Wanda, rock us.
Till dawn. You don't need experience.
All right, we're getting a little Prince out there. Is that who that is, Wanda? I figured it was. I just was making up, really. The guy with the cymbal. What a loss. That's just so horrible.
I miss him.
I mean, you know, that guy was just amazing. He rocked everybody, made everybody feel good. And isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, too much pain. Too much pain.
Hey, not a lot of pain. We love him. We remember the good about people. Hey, you know what else is good? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a red cap service where they come pick up your car and during the service, and also a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry Wanda.
Let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jim Fried, and if you're in trouble, I want to help you. Maybe you're not in trouble. I still want to help you. How do I want to help you? I want to help you get a loan. If you've got a special situation, give me a call. If you've got a complex commercial situation, give me a call. Why? I've been in the business for 35 years. I've done $3 billion plus in real estate. I am here to help you. I am going to bring all that expertise right to you. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I want to help you do things like pull cash out of your home or your business property. Give me a call if you've got equity in that house or in that office and or in that commercial real estate and you need to get it out. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. We will do a limited number of construction loans. We'll do Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, south of Orlando, we're in there. Loans up to $15 million. If you call us, one person makes the decision. We make the decision that day. We give you a commitment. We can close within a week. We have been in business for 30 plus years. This is no kidding around. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, I was here getting ready to be practicing on getting a client consultation and such from Jay. Oh, we're here with Jay Ward. He's with Bills and Sundberg, right?
That's right.
They're good folks over there.
They are.
I know Brian and John. They're terrific. Now, listen, I'd rather talk about some of the myths because we were talking about some of the things and you were surprising the heck out of me. And I think people need to be woken up to this. How about the phone calls I get that I don't know who the people are?
Yeah, so that's it's called spoofing. So what you'll get is if you've ever gotten a call from your phone number, the way it works is they'll call you and it'll be the area for you. So if it's 305 blah blah blah,
right?
And it'll look like a number that's
right, a real number.
And the reality is these are just robocalls that are being out there, and they target Miami in particular because there's a lot of senior citizens here. There's folks who are vulnerable, who don't know when they get a phone call that it's somebody who's trying to scam them.
Oh, my mom's had her ID stolen. Heck, I've had my ID stolen. Yep. Well, I'm over 50. So does it count me yet? Do I count as an old person yet? I don't think so. Wanda told me I was young just earlier today. Thank you, Wanda, for helping me feel good, by the way.
Sure.
Now, So that's the phone calls. Now let's go back to the passwords. You know, people always tell me it's got to be more than eight things. It's got to be complex. It can't be a name. For E, use a three reverse, whatever. I don't know. I don't like using a small L because it looks like a one. There you go. I'm confused.
Well, yeah, I mean, you hit on two important points. One is we've sort of been trained to make passwords that are very hard to remember but very easy to crack. the reality is, and this I got to give credit to XKCD who came up with these. He's an engineer, but the idea is if you have, you know, a password that's seven characters long, but there's an exclamation mark and a tilde and it's very weird looking, that you're going to be safe. Safer than if you put, you know, this morning I had a ham sandwich as your password. But the reality is the fewer characters, it's going to be cracked like that. They make programs. Now, I saw this earlier today. Any eight characters hacked, any eight character password broken in 5 hours or less.
How long does it have to be as I pulled out my list?
Well, the longer the better. The longer the better. And what I typically do is I come up with easily rememberable phrases that I use. And those are just my password phrases. And I have them, you know, different passwords for different things.
Understood.
You don't want to have your email password be your bank password. But it's all really about entropy. It's math, which is why I don't understand it. And that's why I went to law school.
What's entropy mean?
Entropy is how complicated it is and how long it would take to be broken down. And if you have a password that's sufficiently complex, it'd take hundreds of years for someone to break it. If it's not complex enough, if it is password, you know, when Yahoo had all of its accounts hacked, they did analytics and pretty much every one of the most common passwords were still password 123456. If you can avoid being one of those passwords that's hacked very quickly, they'll move on because it doesn't make sense to focus on one person when the next guy's got just as much chance of being easier to pack.
You know, when you talk about that, I'm thinking about like the spy movies where they plug the thing in and the number goes and then it rolls three and then they open up the lock.
Yeah, that's about as realistic as when you watch one of those crime procedurals and they're like, enhance.
Oh, you're too funny. Yeah. You're too funny. Now, what's some other myths that are common that people think are safe and they're not?
Well, I think people assume that if something's written on a piece of paper, that it's
stop
safe.
That.
No, it's true. One thing that I talk to clients about is, you know, it's not just about having good passwords. It's about who has access to your information. And your information's kept everywhere. It's on paper. It's on notes. It's on your computer. So who gets to see it? Why do they get to see it? And why are you keeping it? And if you can't answer those questions reasonably, you got to rethink what you're doing.
Well, look, you're talking to a guy that covers up the TV camera on his computer.
You should absolutely do that. You 100% should be covering up the webcam camera on your laptop.
Yeah, Wanda's nodding.
Definitely.
Yeah, Wanda, you do that on yours too, huh?
Well, because it's in my bed. It's on bed. On my bed particularly. I'm like, oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've, you know, you oh. Perfect example. The computer's open, you're streaming something onto your TV or big video monitor, but you're not using the primary monitor and you forget about it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Scaring
and then you
me.
And then you call Amex and they ask you what your secret password
oh
is.
Oh my God, yep. You're right. Yep.
I had a friend who had an open Facebook account and it listed his hometown. And so it was listed there, so someone called Amex and said that they pretended to be him, and of course,
his password
place of birth.
Was his, oh God.
So all of a sudden, he had some unrecognizable charges from Moscow too. So it's not just about, you know, files that are encrypted. That's, you know, information management and data security is a lot more than just how do I prevent being hacked. It's how do I be thoughtful about the information that I have.
You should do like a memo or a blog about this and put out all these little things. But then maybe you'd get hacked.
Yeah, that's probably true. I have a podcast actually called The Data Report, and as long as it's not on Thursdays between 6 and 7, I encourage your listeners to check it out and hear what I have to say.
Hold on a second. I do have a dime here somewhere to give you.
Yeah.
Now, Wanda, what am I forgetting to ask? Anything good that I'm forgetting here?
No, I'm not. Not that I can think of.
Okay, good.
Keep thinking. I will take some phone calls.
Huh? Well, is there a phone call?
Well, I mean, you know, if anyone's out there and they've got questions, by all means, give us a call.
All right, 305-541-2350. But now, Jay, we only have really a couple of minutes left. So I want to go back to some of the things that we said in the beginning, because people, it's radio and they're in their car and they get out. So lay the foundation. Why should people care about why their data is secure or not. I mean, it sounds pretty stupid. People don't really think about it, I guess.
Well, that's true. They don't. And, you know, we constantly trade privacy and security for convenience. And that's why we have a lot of easily accessible information that's out there that can be used against you. So I tell people to treat their privacy like currency, and they should spend wisely. Think about the information you have and be careful with how you use it.
Wanda?
What about pictures? Like, I understand, like, people can take your pictures and use your pictures. Is that possible?
That is absolutely possible.
What are they using it for?
How do you protect your pictures?
Well, it's a question of how accessible you make your pictures.
Oh, the pictures in the clouds that were stolen and put on the internet and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. How do you protect against that? Everybody uses it. I have tried to keep it on my computer only for so long, but at a certain point, I feel like I got to give in.
Yeah, well, Jim Gaffigan did a bit about how our computers basically just become photo albums and we put them away after a while.
It's true.
So, look, there's the cloud is a valuable tool and everybody uses it and it's going to become, you know, a part of daily life just like the Internet of Things and all the other buzzwords that we put hashtags in front of. But if you're careful about what you put up, how you put it up there, and if you're thoughtful about how you can have access to it, that's how you can protect yourself. Again, there's no way to be 100% sure. You could have had a phenomenal password with Yahoo, and you still would have lost all of your information. You had it accessed because they were hacked. So you're only as strong as the weakest link in the chain of information you have.
And so then that's why these big companies, they send the little emails, and some they just bombard them like surreptitiously, and then somebody clicks, and the whole thing is done, and you see the next season's Game of Thrones a week early or something?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown, but that's exactly what happens. there's different types of cyber criminals. There's the people who do it for a purpose. They're hacktivists, they're out there trying to change things. And there's people who do it for lulz. They do it, because it's fun or that they want to see if they can get away with it. And there's no predicting who you're going to be going up against. So you have to be thoughtful about how you protect your information. And if you're a business or a company, you really have to ask yourself those questions and maybe do it with a lawyer.
Oh, well, and let's get to that now because we're running out of time. I want to make sure we get that part in there. If people want to find you, they want more information, they'd like a consultation, they'd like you to review their list of passwords, what do they do?
Just go to bilzen.com and you can find me, Jay Ward. You can also look for my podcast called The Data Report. You can get it on the iTunes store or any other podcast streaming service and talk about these issues. And I'm always interested in emails and having conversations. So reach out.
Awesome. This was great. You know, we've got only a couple minutes left. So what was your last podcast about?
Right now I'm talking about the GDPR. I'm talking about those regs from Europe that are going to come into effect over here. And, if in the U.S., there's no general privacy law, there's no general data security law. And so it's really a creature of state law or lawsuits. In the EU, if you violate the GDPR, there's escalating penalties.
Which is what? The GDPR?
The General Data Protection Regulation.
Okay.
But everything has to be an acronym, the GDPR.
Okay. Well, so, you're a lawyer. I got to pay you to find out what that means.
Right. And that's, well, let's call
Unless
that
a half. Unless I got that code cracking thing.
Yeah, we'll call it a half an hour.
Okay.
So the GDPR has this escalating series of penalties. And if they find that you engaged in like what they'll consider an egregious breach, you really weren't protecting information on EU citizens. The fine is 200 million euros or 4% of your global annual turnover. So 4% of revenues.
Oh, my God. I bet Apple's kind of looking at this.
Yeah, well, Apple and all the money that they have stored in Ireland and Google and all the money they have in Ireland, they're nervous.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, it's really been a pleasure, Jay. I really appreciate it. I want to thank my friends at Bills and Sundberg for introducing us. Especially want to thank my good friend Adam Lustig, who's the person that introduced us, the rising star in real estate. I love that guy, rising star in real estate. But really appreciate it. All my friends at Bills and Sundberg, Stan Price on down. It's just been absolutely great. I can't thank you enough. Jay, I hope you'll come back sometime soon and give us a new update.
Be my pleasure.
All right, Wanda, take it away. Let's rock the house. Running down a dream that never would come back. Oh, man, Tom Petty. God bless you, Tom Petty. Rock star, Gainesville. Great concerts, great music. And Wanda's terrific for putting up some Tom Petty. You know what else is about Gainesville? Warren Henry's about Gainesville. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, red cap service, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Play this a little longer, Wanda.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. Do you need a mortgage? I can help. I'm here to help. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because if you call me, it's all about you. That's right. We can do loans up to $15 million, commercial property, residential property. Hey, maybe the property is owned by somebody from overseas, a foreign alien. I can help. Maybe you're a realtor. You're trying to close that big loan with the Russian oligarch. I can help. Maybe you have a loan that you need to close with somebody from Latin America, maybe a Venezuelan that wants to come to America and live the free good life. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe Counties. Condominiums, condominium associations, jumbos, super jumbos, cash out, all the fancy words. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can make a loan up to $15 million. And if you call me at 305-773-6300, it's all about you. Wow, it sounds like it must be raining out there. Hey, everybody, let's talk about NextWave. If you're a small business owner, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. And with the holidays coming up, you may need some extra cash. You know, banks make it hard for you to get a loan, and it may take months for you to get approved and funded. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in monthly sales, NextWave can give you the money you need and fast. When you need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll, call NextWave. NextWave can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000 with no application fees. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call NextWave Funding today at 1-866-818-WAVE or visit nextwavefunding.com. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283. Next Wave Funding, when your business needs cash fast.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to start this segment out. I want to talk about something that happened at lunch yesterday. I had a couple of friends that came down from Boca Raton, Blair Hyatt and Russ Bornstein, and we went and had lunch down in Wynwood. And before we started eating, they said, excuse me, Jimmy, but before we start, we want to give you something. And I said, okay, fine. They gave me a stack of checks that they had collected to support Vivian's effort to find a kidney transplant donor. They had gone out and on their own contacted a whole bunch of people, I guess. There must have been 20 checks there. You know, Russ and Blair are two of the most beautiful people in the world. It hit us like a bolt of lightning. And last night when Vivian was opening up the different envelopes from each person, she'd ask about each person, and I'd tell them my relationship and some of the people I didn't even really know that well. And so I want to say what beautiful people, and I want to say a big, big hug and heartfelt thank you to Russ Bornstein and to Blair Hyatt, two beautiful human beings that really touched Vivian and I. And I don't know what else to say. So we're going to go on now. We're going to talk about Flex Wheels. We got my friend Vince here. Vince, lean into the microphone, bro.
What's up, Jimmy?
So tell me a little bit about what Flex Wheels is. What's going on? What's the idea? How you guys even came up with this?
Yeah, so, you know, right now you've got three options. You've got three options for vehicle transportation, right? You buy, rent, or lease. Renting is super expensive. Not the greatest option if you have other options. You know, leasing and buying, you're locked in. One car, restricted miles.
Boring,
yep. You're losing money in both deals, right?
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes, and it's not even part of the gig economy. I mean, you know, people want more.
That's right. You know, we become, we want what we want when we want it. Everything else is at our fingertips. Radio, movies, TV shows, flights, boats, you name it.
So how do you address this issue?
Monthly subscription. So with a one flat fee using an app on your phone, Flex Wheels, you can trade in your vehicle up to 8 times per month. Insurance is included. You tell us what you're looking for. Flex Wheels, I need a 7-passenger SUV to take the kids to Orlando. I'm going to take my wife, Jessica, down to the beach. I want a 2-door convertible. You tell us what your lifestyle moment is that you need a vehicle for. I got to move. Oh. That's the biggest one, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in real estate. And so to me, the biggest one is I have 5 guys coming into town and I got to drive them around on a property tour and I don't think they'll all fit into my little convertible.
That's right.
You know, that's some of the things. I'm really looking forward to working with you and the team. We're going to do a 2-week trial. I'm very excited about that. I got a feeling you're going to hook me. And, you know, I'm here in Miami. I know we've got listeners all up and down the coast and actually all across the country. What's your service area? Where can people participate?
Yeah, so right now, you know, we just launched 2 weeks ago. So we're focusing really on Dade and Broward, but we're certainly up in Palm Beach. People are calling us from everywhere. And thank you to you and your listeners. When I was on last time, the phone rang off the hook.
Hey, listen, the people out there that I know, they've got good disposable income. They want to have fun. They have a dynamic lifestyle, which means they're doing a lot of things. They've got kids. They've got, some of them have grandkids. Some of them have big kids. Some of them go to soccer. You know, so if I'm driving my sports car and I got to do soccer and softball practice on the weekends, how am I going to fit all the kids in the car?
Yeah, so, you know, we've come up with, it's astounding. You know, we're speaking to all these people in different facets of life, business owners to employees, sales reps, you know, a ton in the real estate market. And they're looking at this as like an incentive to whatever it is they're selling. You know, in the real estate world, we've got some folks that, I'm selling this home, you buy it. We're going to get you a 3-month subscription to Flex Wheels.
Oh, wow. That does sound like a great add-on.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, what are there like categories or, you know, how do you figure out which car you're going to get? Help me through that.
Yeah. So we have 2 tiers essentially to subscribe from. The Adventure tier, which is $45,000 to $60,000 vehicles, you know, typically would not be cheap by any means in the lease category.
They're fabulous.
And they're incredible. I mean, those are the ones that, you know, that's either the everyday driver or the ones that I want one. I just don't know which one.
What, you know, so many things I want to say. You know, well, shoot, I'm just going to go right into it. So, yeah. You know, I got onboarded this morning. Mm-hmm. I talked to your people. God, that guy, you got to feed that guy more coffee.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Amazing. And talk to your team and, you know, we talked about what car. They go, what car do you want? I go, I want something sporty. They go, oh, that's really cool. And they go, what model? And I go, Jaguar. And they go, because I'm talking to Larry about maybe getting a Jaguar down the road.
Absolutely.
And, you know, my friend Larry's in from Warren Henry.
Yeah.
My sponsor here.
Yeah.
Because that's the only place I would get a lease or I would only buy or lease from Warren Henry. And so I want to try something out a little bit. And they said, well, we don't have a Jaguar right now, but would you like a Mercedes? Yeah, stick a finger in my eye. What are you calling me for? You're giving me a butt call there, man.
Not me. So.
Oh, it's your home office.
Oh.
That's cute. Yeah. That's cute.
So, again, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, people always ask me, what's the demographic for this? You know, who fits it? I'm going into a new lease, and I'm just not ready to get locked in yet. I'm ready to buy a car. I'm not ready to lock in yet. I want to try some things out.
You know who it seems perfect for me? It seems like there's a couple making. I'm not making this up. I know people like this. Couple lives on Brickell. Mm-hmm. The apartment they get one space, so that's where the ladies. I mean, the ladies going to park there every time.
Of course.
And so you know the guy, he's got to park his car out in you know the hinterlands, let's say, in a parking garage. So he's got the you know the B you know whatever, and he really doesn't like that. This is perfect for them.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, we're ready. Cecilia, how can we help?
Hey, I just wanted to ask about the whole Flex Wheels program. I'm in a lease with a Range Rover. I pay about, you know, $1,200 a month. I was wondering how this would compare to what I have now and how it would be better in any way.
Sure. Awesome. Vince, this sounds like a real thing here.
Yeah, well...
It's my question.
This is my favorite conversation to have. Your program's a little bit more expensive than what I'm paying. You break it down, right? My payment is $1,200. My payment's $1,200. You're not factoring the money down to get into that car, right? So now you're looking at $3,000 to $5,000 down, right? You amortize that. The maintenance, the everything that goes into it, the mileage restrictions.
Insurance.
The insurance. So you factor those things in. You're right there with us.
It's amazing. And you get flexibility.
And you get to drive multiple cars, and the cars get dropped off to you, wherever you're at.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So I was talking about, did we answer your question, miss? She's still there?
Yeah, you did.
Follow up?
So let's say if I'm in a meeting, like, are they able to deliver their car, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you use the app, and you tell us when and where you need the car. And our concierge team, you're not brokering over the phone, stopping what you're doing. This is quick text messages, right? We're here. We move your items from one car to the next. We adjust the mirrors to fit into to exactly how you had them before, the best we can get it. And the seat position, your radio stations, all saved exactly the way you had it. It's literally like you're going into your garage and just switching cars.
Now, what when you switch the cars, what if you needed some gas? You know, like when you rent the car and you drop it off at the rental place, if you didn't fill it up and it was full when you got it, it costs like $1,000 to fill it up a quarter of a tank. How does that work with you guys?
Yeah, so it's funny now that we've got some folks in cars. You know, we launched 2 weeks ago and it's been extremely successful. We've got people that just turn their cars in when it's low on gas, and our concierge go and fill it, and we just bill your credit card the exact dollar amount that it took. You get an electronic receipt. You know, there's no upcharge. That's just part of the white glove service that you get with us.
See, so that's also an added advantage. Miss, are you still out there?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, how do you get more information or started on the program? You said it was with an app?
Yeah, so you can look us up in your app store, whether it's Android or Apple, Flex Wheels. Check out our website, flexwheels.com. Instagram and Facebook, Drive Flex Wheels.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Cecilia, did we help you out?
Yes, sir, you did. I thank you so much for all your help and your information. It sounds great.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Well, Vince, if Cecilia or one of her friends wants to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
Drive Flex Wheels on any social media, flexwheels.com. It'll send a link through to your cell phone. All of our contact information's there. Email.
The app store too, right? You're in the app store.
That's right. Flex Wheels.
All right. Now we're just starting. Thank you so much, Cecilia. We really do appreciate your questions and the value you added today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I love your show and all the info on it.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks. Oh, it's my pleasure. God bless. Take care. Okay, now Vince, we talked about the baseline categories, got $45,000 to $65,000cars. How about the? Sounds like Cecilia's talking about the other category.
That's right. Yeah. So that would be our premier tier. So this tier really blows my mind, just because with the little bit of extra monthly payment that you have to pay, the vehicles involved on top of the white glove service, we're talking about Porsche Macans. Maserati Ghiblis to, you know, the Jaguar convertible, the F-Type. Beautiful cars. It's really unreal.
It's what I aspire to. It's what people aspire to drive, man.
That's right.
It's amazing, and it's achievable with you. No huge down payment. No really downstroke for insurance, because, you know, insurance today, well, it'll cost you $500 a month, or you can downpay us for $3,000. You know,
that's,
I mean,
right.
It's ridiculous. So can you hold on for, can you come back? Because I'm going to talk about, you know, some of the terminology of the person. Can you stick with us for
Absolutely.
One more?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
We're going to talk about what it means to flip a car. We'll be back after this. It's awesome. I can't wait to get in my new car tomorrow. All right, Wanda. Oh, Wanda, you know how to hit it. You're the best. All right, I got to give a high five to my good friend Larry Zinn at this point. Hey, Larry, when you know, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for the show. You're the man, Larry Zinn. Hey, when you're going to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friend Larry Zinn at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audis up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates in Key West. And you know what is consistent between them all? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, which is part of the, I guess, the white glove service that Vince has been talking about, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. NextWave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, NextWave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit NextWaveFunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit NextWaveFunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
All right, everybody, if you need cash out of your real estate, I think by now you know who to call. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can also help you with your complex commercial transaction as well. But on the private lending side, we'll do loans for up to $15 million, all Central and South Florida. We can do a 5-1 ARM if it's a residential property. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client from overseas and you need some help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good friend Vince from Flex Wheels. I'm going to be doing some test driving in the Vince on your program, Vince. How do people onboard? It seemed like it was so easy, like a 10-minute phone call.
Yeah, everything is done through the app. So the scheduling of your onboarding call, it's all done through text communication. So you can go on about your day, make it super easy. You schedule the onboarding call. It's not like going into the dealership and sitting down for 4 or 5 hours. It's at your leisure when you're available.
Yeah, I actually did it on my way to the station, and Google said it would take me 20 minutes to get here. They forgot who was driving. And I still completed it in the whole trip. Now, what about insurance? You know, insurance is included, but there's always a deductible. Is it the same deductible for the cars, or how does that work?
Because we're think of a wholesale insurance policy, large umbrella. So our fee is only $750.
Wow.
Yeah, your deductible is only $750.
No. Hey, April, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
You know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with Flex Wheels.
Okay, we're ready for that. I think that's a little bit better than hearing Vince talk. What's up, April? Tell us.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
What makes it awesome?
Everything.
Give me one example.
The ease. Everything is so easy. The customer service, the attention to detail, the technology, the app is amazing. you're so catered to. The vehicles are incredible. It's just you pay the fee and your life is very easy.
Yeah, April's one of our
garage of vehicles.
Yeah, April's one of our founding members. Thanks for paying attention to our social media. We like to share Jim and his station and what he does. And so thanks for sharing our experience. That's awesome.
That's great, April. So thank you so much. And so what's special about being a founding member?
So right now we've got some spaces left with a couple $100 discount per month.
Whoa.
We cut our initiation fee in half. Your typical down payment is somewhere between $1,500, maybe $5,000. The standard is $700. It's down to $350 initiation fee.
Well, it's a good thing I'm getting in there on the ground floor then.
That's right.
Oh, man,
that's
am I right. psyched about this. I mean, thank you so much for calling in, April, and sharing your experience. Really positive energy. Can't thank you enough.
Hey. You got it. Glad to share.
Oh, thanks, you're the April. Best. Thank you so much, April. Now, let's talk a little bit. We've only got like a couple minutes left. Let's talk about individual cars and what happens if my specific car choice isn't available.
So we are a completely lifestyle experience, right? We have the best trim levels that are out, but the app and what you get is catered to your wants and your needs. So again, the two-door convertible, I hate red cars, I love tan interior. You're telling us specifics about what you like and what drives you.
And you kind of learn, and then I'm not going to get a candy apple red next time?
That's right. We've got artificial intelligence learning in our application to build custom garages specific to your wants, needs, and likes.
Wow, I know the guys behind this. I know they're technology freaks. I know that they're all excited about this. I'm sure Peter just can't take it anymore.
That's right.
Now, let's see. We only got a couple minutes left, so I want to make sure we get it out there again. How do people contact you? Where do they get the app? All that good stuff.
In the App Store on Android and Apple at FlexWheels. Online, FlexWheels.com. All social media, DriveFlexWheels.
This is awesome. One last time, the different tiers, and how much does it cost to somebody get involved just as a basic? If it takes 15 minutes, how much does it cost?
Yeah, the Adventure tier is $350 one-time initiation fee and $1,500 a month. And the Premier tier is, again, $350 for the initiation fee and $1,700 a month.
Hey, everybody, listen up, because that includes insurance, it includes maintenance. Like, okay, how long can I keep my car? We're going to run over, so just real quick.
We're going to call the car back after 5,000 miles for maintenance, but you can hold on to the specific car that you love as long as you want.
Oh, this is awesome. This is the wave of the future. Vince, give me one of these. Thank you so much for coming in. I cannot wait to get started. So they're showing up tomorrow at 9:30, and I will be driving my new flex wheel car. I have always wanted to drive a Mercedes, and tomorrow it's going to happen. I'm so excited. Hey, Vince, I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry for being sponsors. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Of course, I want to say thanks to Next Wave Financial. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we would not have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. If you missed any of the interviews, they'll be up on that page probably by tomorrow. LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, website, everything. It's all great. And this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I've got to get to my flex wheel vehicle.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.